Mitch Everson is the Cook County Environmental Health Officer, and he joins us this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Okay, Mitch, let's start out with the big one, septic systems. We're about ready to get winter. I understand we're going to have snow, and if we don't already have it out there. And that means we should be looking at our septic system. So what do we need to do to keep them safe and healthy this time of year?
Yeah. Well, this is the time of year that we need to be mindful of our septic systems. And what we should do is to prevent any freeze-ups, we should place a layer of mulch over the pipes in the systems. And that would be the pipe from the house to the tank, the tank itself, and the pipe from the tank to the field.
Now, when you say mulch, you mean like leaves or what works best?
Yeah, leaves, straw, hay, any other loose material that will not compact and stay in place.
Is there anything we have to do if we've got a mound or anything, or is that already taken care of?
No, that's the drain field, of course, and we want to insulate that as well. So we'd want to insulate that as well with straw would be your best insulator there.
I've heard that people don't deal with their mound very much, and it gets lots of stuff growing on it. And does that have an effect on the performance of the mound works?
Well, we want a good vegetation cover on our mounds, especially this time of year. So what we ask folks to do is let their grass grow a little longer in the fall, so the grass will catch the snow and act as an insulating blanket. For new systems that don't have much vegetation cover, this is where we want to see the mulch. Put a good foot of straw on the mound, and because we have no vegetation cover at that point.
Now, I imagine that when you've got the mulch and vegetation, then the snow comes and you do get some insulating factor. Of course, the terrible thing in the wintertime is to have the septic system freeze. That's kind of a big job to unfreeze it, is it not?
Well, the first step is to call an on-site professional, and this would be our local maintainer or the installer who installed the system for you. The maintainer has a jetter that he can stick in there to unfreeze the system piping, and he can also add a heat tape in the pipe, and he also has tank heaters that can be installed in the pump tank where we do see skim ice forming in our pump tanks, especially for the folks that are seasonal.
Now, should we be like checking the tank ahead of time and have it pumped if it looks like it's going to be too full?
For seasonal folks, it's not a bad idea to consider pumping your tank in the fall before you leave. The most vulnerable systems are the systems, seasonal folks that have systems where they come up, say, Christmas, and then they don't come back up till February or so. We're going to see ice in the pump tank. If the homeowners don't have a heater in the tank, but they need to be aware of where their tank is located. It should not be located in the high water table, of course, because then your tank has a risk of popping up. Only if the conditions are right should they pump their tank.
Okay, well, let's move on to something else that's on your mind, and that is what you're referring to as the silent killers. I guess there's a couple of them in our houses.
There is, Jay. There's you know, we think of carbon monoxide as the number one killer, but actually radon is the silent killer that is found in home results in 70 times greater than carbon monoxide.
Now, do we have radon detectors? How do we know?
No, we don't. There's just a radon test kit that is allowed.
Oh, okay. What does that look like?
It's a little kit that you can get from our department that you install in the lowest level of your home. You just open it up, let it sit for 3 to 5 days. There's instructions on there where to send it, and they will send you the results.
Now, I don't know very much about radon gas. Where does it come from? I mean, how do we get it in our homes?
Radon is produced from the natural decay of uranium that is found in nearly all soils, and that turns into a radioactive gas. So as the gas moves up through the soil, it can enter into the air you breathe. So in our homes, this time of year is when the exposure to radon is the greatest, being that our windows are closed and...
Yeah, everything's shut up, yeah. Trying to keep the heat in the house.
Of course, carbon monoxide is another silent killer. that we should be aware of, and carbon monoxide poisoning.
Are there appliances that we have to watch out for? Or is it?
Oh, of course. Sources of carbon monoxide include all fuel-burning appliances such as furnaces, boilers, cooking stoves, water heaters, clothes dryers, fireplaces, and car exhaust, of course. The Minnesota Department of Health recommends that you have a carbon monoxide tester in every level of your home.
For radon, you want it at the lowest point in the house, and for carbon monoxide, you want it on every level. So if you've got a three-story house, every level.
That's correct.
We've been talking with Mitch Everson. He is the county's environmental health officer, and we're doing this as a part of a series of interviews this week during Winter Hazard Awareness Week. So thank you, Mitch.
Yep.